Hey, what's happening?
You were going to tell me a story about something, and then I was like, hold on, let's talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah, let's just hit record. And then, the great thing about that is like easy content. We
Yeah.
just take our actual conversation, hit record, boom, podcast episode.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. So tell me, I'm very interested in what you were going to tell me.
Well, prepare to be. I don't know, maybe disappointed because it's not that interesting.
Oh, okay.
No, it's interesting. Let's
Okay.
see. Anyways, so I found this website today. I don't know if you know this person. There's this person that I know, Simona Constantini. She's a delightful person. She's actually a podcast coach. So she helps people start and grow podcasts, right? And so I follow her. We follow each other on Instagram. And the other day she posted that her podcast had reached this, like, it was like number 13 in this ranking of like self-love podcasts or something. And I was like looking at this post, and that's great for her. Simona, if you're listening, congratulations. That's awesome. Well deserved. And I was looking at this post, and like the ranking was on this website called Good Pods. Have you heard of it, Elena?
I haven't.
I hadn't heard of it either. And so I was like, I wonder if the No Excuses coaching podcast is ranked on this website. And it's not. It is listed on this website, but it is not ranked on this website. But that's not the interesting thing. What I discovered when I went to Good Pods and I found our podcast is there's an FAQ about our podcast on Good Pods. Frequently asked questions and answers. And I'm like 99% sure that you didn't write this. And I'm
Oh.
100% sure that I didn't write it. So I thought it would be fun to look at this Q&A that's about us that neither of us wrote.
That's hilarious. Is are you
Yeah.
sure it's our about our podcast?
Oh, I'm sure because it shows our graphics and it has a list of all our episodes and everything.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So
So, like,
it doesn't show our ranking at all?
not on this website. I'm guessing that like you need to like do an additional step as a podcast owner, maybe to be in their rankings or something. I'm not sure
Okay.
exactly how it works. It seems like a lovely enough website, but we are listed on, like, we're not ranked on this website, but we're
We're
listed on
listed.
the
Okay,
website, right?
cool.
The No Excuses Coaching podcast with Ryan Montes and Elena Banks. And so they've got this little FAQ about us, and it has one, two, three, four, five questions of,
What are people asking about?
well,
What are these frequently asked questions?
I don't know how frequently anybody's asking these questions because all of these questions represent information that no one has ever requested from me,
Right.
but it is interesting information nonetheless. So
Yeah.
let's break it down before we talk about today's topic, which is inflation and car theft in the great nation of Canada. No, that's not today's topic. That's just what's on my mind. Anyways, question number one in this mythical FAQ that somebody or something created about us without our knowledge. How many episodes does No Excuses Coaching with Ryan Montes and Elena Banks have?
Nice.
And when I read that, I was like, I wonder if this information is even going to be correct.
Yeah.
And according to this FAQ, we have 98 episodes,
Yeah, that's correct.
which makes sense because right now we're recording the 99th episode.
Yeah.
Question number next is, what topics does No Excuses Coaching with Ryan Montes and Elena Banks cover? And can you guess the answer?
Coaching.
The answer is the podcast is about entrepreneurship, life coaching, personal development, podcasts, self-improvement, education, business, coaching, and apparently awareness.
I would say that's accurate.
I don't think awareness is a topic of discussion on this podcast. I would argue with that one. The rest are pretty much on point.
Well, I guess you could say that we're making people aware of things.
Yeah, I mean, but you could say that about every podcast ever.
Yeah.
Every piece of information makes somebody aware of something. That is the purpose of, anyways.
Yeah.
Number three on this FAQ about us.
Yeah.
Is what is the average episode length on the podcast? And it says the average length is 31 minutes. Sounds reasonable. Sounds plausible.
Sounds about right.
Now, here's where it gets kind of scary.
Okay.
Because.
Do they list like our address or something?
Yes. It's like, if I want to visit one of these guys at home, how do I do that? How often are episodes of the No Excuses Coaching Podcast released? So to answer that question, either manually or via software, some degree of analysis would be required.
Yes.
Right. And again, I'm not saying there's anything sinister, because it's like, this is a podcast website, so they probably just have some algorithm that automatically figures out this stuff. It's just funny that it exists. And according to this FAQ, we typically release an episode every 7 days.
That's correct. Yeah.
Which is correct.
Do they say the time?
They say the time. They say the IP address of the computer. They actually have a screenshot from your webcam from the moment you click upload. Yeah, it's all there. All there.
Because I auto-schedule it to post at 3 a.m. on the Monday morning. That's just like a hot tip for people if you're really keen.
And that's why I'm awake at 2:45 a.m. on the Monday, brewing a pot of coffee and waiting next to my phone.
Just waiting for
them to strike.
Yeah.
So I can listen to our episode. And then the last question there is, when was the first episode of the No Excuses Coaching with Ryan Montes and Alana Banks? Do you know the answer to that, Alana Banks? When was the first episode?
The first episode, I think, was on March 29th. Is that correct?
Of what year?
2023. No, 2020. Yeah, 2023. Right?
2023. According to this FAQ, which we had no say in, so yeah. I don't know. And I would have had no idea. If you would have said, Ryan, what day was the first day of the podcast? My very honest answer would be, I have no idea.
Yeah.
According to this, March 30th, 2022.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, although we're not ranked on this site, there is a list of our 10 best episodes.
Ooh.
Best episodes ranked by Good Pods users most listened.
Yeah, I already know this info from our analytics, but.
So I should just not.
Well, I think I know our number one episode is the most powerful ways to like have success or something like that. I think it is.
Not according to this.
Oh.
But remember, this is the best episodes ranked by Good Pods users most listened. This is not general downloads.
I mean, and we're not ranked. So I don't like, does anyone on Good Pods even listen to our podcast?
And that's a great question, because I had never heard of Good Pods until this morning or yesterday, whenever it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, and also there's just a list of 10 episodes and it doesn't specify which one is number one and which one is number 10. It's just a list.
Yeah, like according to our analytics, the most popular is the two criteria that makes you wildly successful. And that's actually like our second episode ever.
Yeah, and that's not on this list.
Interesting.
So on this list, I'm not going to go through all 10, but at one end of the list, and I don't know if this is number one or number 10, is Dispelling Social Media Misconceptions for Success.
Hmm.
And on the other end of the list is Overcome the Fear of Being Seen.
Interesting. Yeah, those are not in our top 10 most downloaded, according to our hard data analytics. But anyway, This is not what we're talking about today, by the way, people. What we're going to talk about today.
We talked a lot about it.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, what are we going to talk about today?
But I think this is going to be more interesting for people. We're talking about the hard truths about being an entrepreneur that no one is talking about. And this is a bit of tough love too, I would say. Probably some tough love in here. Hard truths and tough love on the No Excuses Coaching Podcast today.
Yeah, hard truths.
Episode 99.
All right, we got six. We got three from Banks, three from Montes.
Yeah.
What are they? What is it? Hard truths
about hard being an truths entrepreneur? About being an entrepreneur that no one is talking about. So what spurred this for me was I was like scrolling Instagram and I saw someone kind of use this hook and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so then it made me think like, what are some things that I know are very true that I don't really talk about, like with anybody outside my immediate circle. And I know that these are true for many, many, many other people out there, but nobody really seems to like go deep or talk about it or like make it super public knowledge. Because we all want to look successful, right? Like we all want to look like we've got it all perfect. And like, we all know that that's a big fat lie, right? And I think the post that I was reading was something like social media is so fake or something like that. And then this woman goes on to talk about like all these hard truths about what it's been, what her journey has been like it, actually right now in this moment.
Yeah.
So I was like, Ryan, let's talk about this. I think it would be good for our listeners to hear, you know, the hard facts, the hard truth about what it's like and validate like, you know, what you might be going through as well. Not you, Ryan, but you, the listener, might be experienced too. So that you recognize that it's totally normal.
Yeah.
And that there's nothing wrong with you and that you're doing it and we're all doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in my opinion, this is like validation, uplifting. We can do this. You got this. If you're feeling anxious or you're feeling low or you're feeling like you want to throw in the towel, listen to this episode and don't give up. Don't give up.
Yeah. Cool.
So you want me to go first? I like to do the alternation.
Yeah. Alter the nation. Yeah. Yeah. You go.
I can go first.
You go first.
So my first one is actually something that no one talks about. And I know a lot of people are leaning on this. And that is, if it weren't for the safety net of having like some personal savings and having the reliability of a partner's salary, like income from a traditional 9-to-5 job, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now. Sustainably, like I would probably have to go out and get some type of like reliable bit of income, working part-time or doing something like that. And so I'm very grateful to say that I've had the, you know, ability to pursue my dream and pursue my passion of being an entrepreneur for many years, you know, especially building this business. And that's all come because I have that safety net, you know, keeping me afloat and, you know, allowing me the ability to contribute when I can and, you know, not have to be so stressed out all the time about making the next sale or getting the next client or having that, you know, big revenue generating month. And that takes off a lot of pressure. And, you know, I know I'm not the only one out there in entrepreneur land who is, you know, doing this or has this like ability, right? So, you know, and I think it's a like a conversation more people should be having too. Like, when I did my solo episode a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how I'd been at a conference, and one of the speakers was putting out some like pretty incredible facts and like numbers about like finances among women. And in Canada, 3% of women make more than $100,000 a year, right? Which means 97% of women in Canada are making less than $100,000 a year. So I think like that's an important statistic to like understand, especially for women entrepreneurs out there. Like, you know, if you're feeling the pinch or you're, you know, leaning on your partner for income, that is like the norm, like more than the norm for most people. Like it is what it is in Canada. Like, and I think that's a really sad statistic that hopefully we can move, right? Because the wage gap is very real. And a lot of the time, and the other thing that was so cool about this, and I think I brought it up, was that most women leave their career when they have children. Or they take like they'll go into entrepreneurship, or they'll, you know, take a different type of job that gives them more flexibility to be, you know, the primary caregiver for their children.
Yeah.
So, I think that's like, you know, an important conversation to have, because I know that happened for me. Like I exited the workforce when I had kids and became an entrepreneur, just because it made more sense financially and it was easier.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of women listening to this podcast right now who are going through the exact same situation.
Do you know what percentage of men make over 100K? Because I don't know, like, I just don't know if that number, I mean, based on the context, I think we're to assume that it's low, but what, is it 10% of men make over 100K? Is it 4? Like, I don't know.
Let's look
it up. So it's hard for me to like conceptualize how alarming that is without the comparison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would guess, just based on historical facts, that the number must be lower for women, but I don't know.
Yeah. What does it say here? 17% of American men make over 100K annually, compared to only 8.4% of women. So okay, men so are twice as likely to make over 100K a year.
So in the US, which is probably significant information. Okay, so that's a big difference. That's a big difference, right? Cool. Okay, but just to summarize your number one, it was you feel like it would have been much harder to be a successful entrepreneur if you didn't have the safety net of personal savings and reliable income of your partner, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I think a lot of people can relate to that. And first of all, I want to just say that I don't think there's anything wrong with having personal savings or having a supportive partner, right?
Not at all.
And also, I don't think it's mandatory, right? I think there's a lot of women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general who have become successful without the benefit of those things, right? So yeah. I don't think we're saying this because, you know, we want to discourage anybody who doesn't have a lot of money saved up or a partner that can give them an influx of cash for their business. We're not trying to discourage those people. We're just saying that some people who are successful, part of their journey to success was the support of others around them, right? And that may be something to factor in, especially if we're like comparing ourselves to others, right?
100%. Yeah. You know, and there's all kinds of different levels too. Like I became an entrepreneur when I had a 2-year-old and I was pregnant. Right. And so would I have done that without the safety net of like a maternity leave and the reliability of like a partner? Probably not. I would not have taken that risk. Right. But I was able to do that because it kind of made sense. And so it's just like, and I think it's just, you know, when we're doing that comparison game and seeing all kinds of people on social media who are entrepreneurs, right? It's just like, you have to see like, where are they at in their life journey? And you know what I mean? All those things too, because like, it's one thing for like a single person with no responsibilities, maybe no mortgage, no kids, to be like going after a dream versus like, you know, a woman who has maybe 3 kids and a mortgage and all kinds of stuff, right? So it's just like, I think there needs to be more. It would be nice if there was more conversation about it. Like, where is everybody at? Because like, we don't really share that a lot in the entrepreneur space, I don't feel.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of kept secret. Like, how is she doing this? How is she affording this lifestyle? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or how is he doing it? Like, there's a lot of assuming, I think, too. And sometimes you go to the assumption. What's your next on the list?
Let's see. My first on the list.
Right? Your first on the list. Yeah. The next on
the next thing list. On the list, my first on the list is for an entrepreneur, it can be lonely at the top, right? It's lonely at the top. We've heard this expression. It's very much true. I remember years ago being in like, long before I was really an entrepreneur, being in a Toastmasters meeting, which is a public speaking club, of course, I talk about it all the time. But within this public speaking organization of Toastmasters, there's advanced clubs. And so I was at this advanced Toastmasters club in downtown Toronto. And it was a pretty like high level crowd. And I think either on one of the breaks or before or after the meeting started, there was just a few of us standing around, and there was this like millionaire dude there, like really successful white collar business dude. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember how it came up in conversation, but I remember him saying, you know, he was talking about some mastermind that he was in. And I remember him saying it's lonely at the top, like describing like the owner of a successful company. And he wasn't a coach or anything like that. He was a very much like traditional business person. And I just remember like looking at him and really being able to tell when he said it's lonely at the top, like he really meant it. Like it was not a metaphor or you know, hyperbole. He was describing this pain in his life of like achieving this level of success only to find that it's like not always that fun once you get to the top, right? And now being an entrepreneur, I totally understand what he means, right? I totally know what it's like to be like sitting here alone in my office and like the bills are paid and there's lots of happy customers and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, like I'm here alone in my office with my challenges and my triumphs. And it's, you know, to some degree, and, you know, I have great people surrounding me all the time, like Alana Banks and, you know, my clients and so on and so forth. But to a degree, you know, when you're a company owner or you're an entrepreneur, or you're a solopreneur, there is some loneliness that you were inevitably going to face and have to endure.
Yeah, totally. Because nobody, at the end of the day, nobody cares as much as you do, right? About your business and what you're up to. And, you know, and often people don't really even know what you're up to too, which can feel lonely. Because, you know, you're just doing your thing. Yes. So that's why it's important to celebrate as an entrepreneur too. I think that's why it's, because you can just kind of like go through the motions and keep going and like not celebrate. But I think that's, you know, why it's important to like really celebrate some of the achievements that you have and like, you know, milestones in your business to celebrate, feel connected, right?
Celebrate and connect as much as you can with other people who are on the same journey, right?
Yeah. Like,
you know, be in masterminds with other people, other business owners, other entrepreneurs, right? And join
totally
whatever suits you.
Collaborate too, because that also helps.
And like, you know, I've made a lot of effort in the last 4 years to connect with my counterparts in this industry, right? Like, even people who technically are maybe my competitors, and the idea of competition, okay, I think is an outdated one in many ways, but like, connect with the other people in your industry that are doing similar stuff and make friends, right?
Yeah. Makes it more fun that way.
Yeah.
Like, I've made such great friends throughout this journey, and it's just made it so much more fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have people to talk to, like when you are feeling lonely, you know? Cool.
Second one for me is sometimes it's not fun, is the hard truth that I'm going to share. Sometimes it's not fun. And when I say this, I specifically mean sometimes it's not fun being like a mom, which I am, and being an entrepreneur at the exact same time, because it's kind of like you have these two different parts of yourself that have priorities, right? One being like your children, the other one being your business. And sometimes you can be like working lots and thriving and like feeling really in flow, but then you have to, you know, you also have the responsibility of like being a mom and being there for your kids and everything. And like, you feel like you're letting things slide in your business. But then when you're spending too much time with your business, then you feel like you're letting things slide with your kids. And so it's this constant juggle of like, for me personally, of kind of feeling like I'm letting people down or I'm, you know, not being enough. And that's not a fun place to be sometimes, because sometimes I'm like, I just want to like spend all my time on my business, but I can't because I have like, you know, my children to look after. Like I have like very, I can't just let that slide. Right. Whereas like some other things in your life, it's easier to let things slide. So that's like a hard truth for me when it comes to being an entrepreneur. It's like, sometimes it's not fun because you almost can't be completely present all the time in one or the other, because you're always kind of thinking about the other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think even, you know, that's a really good example. And there's other kind of parallels, like, you know, entrepreneur versus family person, you know, entrepreneur versus community member. There's all these different like hats that we wear as human beings. And like, as soon as one of those hats is entrepreneur, it like, if you're not careful, it can compromise some of the others, right?
And we've talked about it before, like when it comes to just like balance, right? Like we've had a few conversations about balance, and it's, you know, I don't believe that there is such a thing as balance. I think it's priorities, right? And right. Sometimes for me, it's just as like, it's my kids and my business. And you can only fill so much of that pie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, it's with a traditional job, it's very easy to draw those lines. It's like, you know, when your start time is, you know, when your end time is, right?
Yeah.
But when you're an entrepreneur, you know, it's different.
Yeah. And even with that, like those lines have become very blurry. Right. Like now that we're in the post-COVID world and people are working from home and working all kinds of different things, like even working a 9-to-5 job, it's becoming more and more challenging, I think, for people in general, like to balance all the things, because everyone thinks you're available all the time.
Yeah.
So, but it's easier when it's actually kind of easier when you're an entrepreneur, because you get to call the shots. Whereas like, you know, if you're an employee and your boss is emailing you at 9 o'clock at night, you have to kind of respond.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess there's two sides to this one, but it is a challenge and sometimes not very, very fun. Or sometimes you've got a really great week planned and then your kid comes down with the flu and like, you're like, crap.
Yeah.
And it's all on you too, right? Like, it's just like, well, this is my, at least with a salary job, you're getting paid no matter what, but the entrepreneur life is a bit different.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. What's the next one?
I don't know. I've lost track now. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. I can tell you what it is.
No, I know what it is. I see it here. The next hard truth about being an entrepreneur that no one is talking about, although I shouldn't say no one, because this topic came up in a mastermind that I'm in very recently, but we live as an entrepreneur, we live in near constant uncertainty at times. there's very little certainty with like what's going to work, what's not going to work, what sales are going to be. Like, you know, over time, things become a little bit more predictable and, you know,
yeah.
But really, there's always looming uncertainty when you're an entrepreneur. With every action you take, like, you can almost never say with 100% certainty, I will do this action and it will produce this result. It's like, it's almost like after a while, you realize everything is just a test. And like, there's this undefeatable element of randomness to everything in life, but you really see it in entrepreneurship and in business ownership. And I guess the lesson is you need to be okay with that. And if you're not okay with that, you're going to be constantly uncomfortable, which again, maybe you're okay with that. Or you need to not be an entrepreneur. Like ultimately, if you can't accept the risk and the uncertainty of being an entrepreneur, it gets really hard to take action, right? Like, you know, think about spending money on advertisements. If you need 100% certainty that you're going to spend X on ads and get Y in return, that could almost be debilitating, especially if you start to see returns that are not what you were certain was going to happen, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, constant uncertainty is definitely like a big one. But then there's also sometimes lots of certainty, lots of amazing certainty too. So
there can be. There can be. Or, I mean, like success in business can give you certainty in other contexts.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant when I said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. And the other thing too is like, especially more now than ever, we're also living in very uncertain times, just like globally, I would say. So like being an entrepreneur right now is kind of like a scary endeavor just because of like, just, I feel like there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Right. Okay. Now this one is, my next one is a little bit of a different one than where I was going before, but this one is around social media and just like recognizing that there is never one thing that's going to be the thing that makes or breaks your business or like your success as an entrepreneur, I don't think. And, you know, I was always of this belief that if I got a big enough community on Instagram or like social media, then it was going to be good for me. You know what I mean? Then I was going to have the community and then the sales would happen. And that happened for me, right? In, I don't even know when it happened now, but like over, I think November and December, I gained 65,000 followers on Instagram, which is a lot. Like that's a lot to get over like a 3-week period. My engagement was through the roof. I was getting like tens of thousands of views on my Instagram reels, DMs, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it did like increase my business and stuff like that. But now, where are we? End of March. And I'm losing hundreds of followers a day. And my engagement is like, it's more variable, I would say now, right? And so it's just kind of left me sort of confused too. So I'm kind of like, WTF, right? How did this happen? How does it work? I don't get it. Like it's so confusing. And like, I think a hard truth in entrepreneurship is like nothing makes sense ever. Like, it's just like, you don't know when the next thing or the cool thing is going to happen and when it can just be gone in a minute.
Yeah.
Right. So I guess expect the unexpected and be okay with that and like ride the wave while you're in it. And then when you're not in it anymore, I don't even know if you can figure it out. I probably won't be able to figure out what happened there. But it happened, right?
Yeah.
So, however, I am left with like a pretty, still, even though I'm losing hundreds of followers a day, I still have a pretty great new community of people.
So you gained 65,000 65,000. Is that how many it was? 65,000 followers?
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're losing like 100 a day?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I dropped from, I was at like almost 70,000. And now I'm at 68,000.
So 70 minus 68.2 is 1.8. Divided by 70 is 2.5% shrink. I don't know, but I feel like it's not huge. I feel like that could just be explained by like fake accounts getting deleted.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Like, I mean, certainly it's some people being like, oh, why did I follow this lady? She's nuts. Like, definitely it's, no, I'm just kidding. It's not that. Although, like, maybe, like, you know, because not, obviously not that, but like people being yeah. like, oh, yeah, you know, I remember following her, but like,
I'm not really into the content.
Yeah. Or you know what? Like, some people are just like weird and just like, not weird, but like a lot of people go through this, I'm unfollowing everyone today kind yeah. of thing. Like, I see that a lot on social media, not just, not even in my own followers, but like, you know.
Well, I mean, I did it. Right? I've been doing it this week. I've just been unfollowing people that I'm just like, meh.
Yeah. So like,
not inspiring. Yeah.
Anyways, but I get your point. Like, you know.
Cool. Yeah. Like just like things are so unexpected. Like you're yeah. just, there's no, like, well, that falls into your point around the uncertainty too. Right. It's just like, there was no certainty that I was going to like increase my Instagram following by 65,000. Right. But I did. And I rolled with it. And then now I'm seeing this like shrinkage and kind of trying to figure out, okay, what is it that I need to do now to like bring that back?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like there's always something that you're like, what do I need? I have to figure this out now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I hacked this. Right.
Or just let it be. Let it be.
Or let it be. Yeah.
The last one on the list, hard truths about being an entrepreneur that no one is talking about. This one, I think maybe people are talking a little bit about. When you are an entrepreneur, no one understands you.
Mm, yeah.
Right. Particularly like the people closest to you may yeah. not understand you. Right. Like when you do something radically different to what most people do, you got to like understand that a lot of people are not going to understand. Right. Like,
yeah.
When I joined the military, being the, you know, the first person in my family since the draft and the first person ever to voluntarily join the military in my family, like that was weird. And like, you know, my
yeah.
people can be supportive even if they don't understand you. And luckily that's been the case with, you know, the people around me. And, you know, there's been a few things in my life where it's like, no one's going to understand this. And being an entrepreneur, I'm not the first entrepreneur in my family. Definitely the first like NLP trained hypnotherapist entrepreneur.
Yeah.
In the family. And like, you know, I don't expect everybody to understand, and they don't all the time, right? They're still supportive, but
yeah,
you know, I get it. Right.
And I think it's part of like the industry that we're in is a little bit more difficult to understand. Like if you're like, oh, I'm going to be a widget seller, you know what I mean? Then people kind of get it more. But when you're talking about, oh yeah, like I'm helping people get unstuck in their life, or I'm helping people get to the root cause of their problems, or, you know, I'm running this program about, I don't know, overcoming self-doubt. People are just like, what do you do exactly? Like, what is your product? Like, is this sustainable? Like, are you actually making money doing this? Right. Like, I think that's kind of the thing that people don't understand. And often it's just like, they don't understand because they just can't imagine themselves doing it too. Right.
Yeah.
And I think this is a big hurdle that new coaches or like, you know, people in the service industry who are becoming entrepreneurs have to get over like right away, Because I remember this was like a big, big, big thing for me for a while, was like, I just wanted everyone in my immediate like circle to understand what I was up to. And I wasted so much energy worrying about that and wanting them to get it. And now, like in hindsight, I'm like, oh, why did you care so much? Like, because now I honestly don't care that people don't understand what I'm doing. I'm just doing what I'm doing and I love it. And I've let go of that thing too, to like make them understand. I just honestly really don't care anymore. I think it's kind of cool actually, because I'm kind of like this mystery woman that people are like, what does she do?
Yeah. I mean, just because people don't understand you doesn't mean, you know, they don't like you. Right. But
Or that what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah.
Right. People just want to understand or don't.
It just like for me, it's like where I feel it, I think, is there's like random things that an entrepreneur just feels like are totally normal that are totally not normal for anyone who's not an entrepreneur. Like, you know, like I'll be in the middle of like a random task and be like, I need to drop what I'm doing and record a voice memo into my phone before this thought leaves my head. It's hyper important. It's more important than anything in the world right now. And if I don't do it, all will be lost. Like entrepreneurs have these moments, right?
Yeah.
And like to the entrepreneurs, just like, this is totally normal. I have to do this. But to like a regular person, they're like, you know.
Yeah. They're like, can't that wait until.
Yeah. Can't you do that after we finish these burritos or whatever? Like when, you know.
Anyway. Yep. So that's the list. Those are hard truths. I know for sure people are like, yes, thank you for validating me. So you're welcome. And that's it. That's our 99th episode. What are we going to talk about on the 100th episode?
We should just like release an episode that's just like silence. Just prank the audience for the 100th episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say everybody should join my free group, Mission and Movement, Finding Traction Secrets for hypnosis business owners, coaches, NLP folks. Check it out. It's a good time.
Yes, do that. And book a breakthrough with me. If you're feeling like you're feeling stuck or you're feeling overwhelmed with self-doubt or you're feeling like something's missing, like there's more for you, but you just can't access it. My breakthrough clients are crushing it. They're loving life right now.
Yeah.
So really sign up for that. I'm offering my breakthrough is still at $650. I actually just decided to do like a flash thing until Sunday, but you're not going to be listening to this until Monday. But if you hear this on the podcast, I will give you the discount.
So cool.
Let me know.
Cool. Love it.
Yeah. So follow me at Alina Bings Coaching. Follow Ryan at Ryan Montes NLP. Follow the No Excuses Coaching podcast at it's, I don't know what it is. No Excuses whatever. Coaching.
Whatever it is, find it and follow it.
Yeah. Just search it. You'll see it. Just,
yeah.
All right. That's
or shoot us a DM. Yeah. Okay. Bye, everyone. Okay.
Bye.